Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. It's good to see a few familiar faces. I definitely recognize some of you from the Mystery School. Thanks for being here. Can you guys hear me okay, by the way? Okay. Yeah, so thanks so much for being here tonight. So I just want to start off with why I think this topic is important. And, I think everyone here probably agrees, us connecting more deeply with our true selves, living from here, creating life, as our deeper truth, from our deeper truth. I think it's truly just how we're going to evolve and create a reality and a world that really works for everyone, where we're living in harmony with, the earth and each other, and we're able to relate with each other and connect with each other in new ways that a lot of us maybe can't even imagine. And we're able to live in harmony with all the species on the planet. And we're aligned with life. We're pro-life. We're not fighting against life. And so what I'm going to share tonight is important because for me on my journey, one of the biggest leaps that I think I've made was a fundamental shift that I had when I kind of went from seeking to what I would call finding. And that relates to, when my motivation kind of shifted from seeking, for more personal reasons, for, ultimately to avoid discomfort. I think that's why most of us start on the path is kind of to avoid, we want to end our discomfort and our pain and our suffering. But when I really made the leap into being deeply anchored in this love that I have for the divine, I started to have I had a fundamental shift that kind of changed everything for me. So that's why what I'm talking about tonight, I think, is really important. And all of you are important because you're here. You could be doing, anything tonight. And you're here and you're participating in the evolution of consciousness. And so I just thank you for being here and for your interest in this. I love people who are interested in participating in the evolution of consciousness. So thank you for being here. And so I know some of you know me, some of you don't, but I'll just share a little bit about myself, and kind of how I got here. So I've lived a pretty professional life. I got a degree in electrical engineering and I was a software engineer for a few years. And then I went to law school and became a patent attorney. And so I kind of really had my first spiritual awakening experience in law school. So I've been on the path for a while, over a decade, I would say, technically on the path. But I was always kind of yearning for more. I experienced this agony inside me of knowing that I came here for a deeper purpose. And so it feels like agony when you actually know you're here for a deeper purpose, but you're not actually living it. And I didn't have clarity on what it was for a while, and my lived experience didn't match the potentials that I could kind of feel and sense inside me. And so you know, through this journey now. And so I also knew that the deeper purpose was had to do with, you know, the way the language that came to me was being the full expression of my soul. So I used to like journal about this. I used to pray to the universe, like, all I want is to be the full expression of my soul. So this was like a big thing for me. But at the time, I didn't even really know what that was. It was just there. And so now, you know, the fruition of that, it's starting to come into fruition, you know, not fully. It doesn't feel like fully, but it's, I wake up every morning, I go to bed at night with a profound, deep inner sense, like deep within myself, that I am on purpose in life. And it is just profound. You know, it doesn't necessarily relate to the external stuff. It's more of an inner sense within myself that I'm living on purpose and that I'm deeply fulfilled. You know, there's still challenges and all of that stuff, but it's just like, I've been yearning for this for a really long time. It feels like I've been yearning for it my whole life and maybe multiple lifetimes, who knows? But I'm just sharing this just to give you a little background. And because what I'm going to talk about tonight, like I spoke about, is kind of, you know, I have had a few fundamental shifts, but this was one that really, when I really got this, it was like, that's when things started to shift for me. On a different level, right? Before that, I was having all kinds of awakening experiences. Like, I'm sure everyone here has had many awakening experiences. You know, all kinds of stuff was happening, but this shift was really fundamental in, you know, kind of everything, changing everything, you know, everything just shifted for me and on a new level. So I'll start off by, you know, like I mentioned, most of us start on the path. I would say all of us in one way or another, right? We start on the spiritual path because we're seeking and we want to, our underlying motivation comes from, you know, wanting to fix, control, manipulate our problems, kind of our discomfort, you know, our suffering, our pain. We kind of, you know, we might want a better life. We might want more money. I don't know. When I really got super committed to the path, my main motivation was I wanted to manifest my romantic soulmate partner, right? It was like, I want this partner and I want to have this relationship. And that's what really got me going. That's what really got me committed and showing up and taking courses and doing the work. And so I think we all have some reason, a very personal reason, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. That's just part of the journey. That's part of the process. It's part of the path. But what I've seen is kind of that motivation, that seeking comes from ultimately what we're doing is we want to avoid our discomfort. And so we're seeking, you know, I think a lot of people here, because I recognize you, we spend, all of us, myself included, we spend a lot of time sitting in meditation. And we kind of have this, you know, inside of ourselves, we've got this motivation of like, ooh, if I sit in meditation enough, my life is going to get better, or this is going to happen, or this might happen. I might feel better. I might experience more happiness. I might experience more love. But I think one of the key pieces that sometimes is missing on the spiritual path that I have really like just I've gone through it in my own experience, which is why I want, you know, I want to teach this. I want to share it with others, is realizing that our true self, you know, the love and light within us, it's actually hidden inside of our discomfort. And I'm sure a lot of you guys probably already know this, but it's good to hear these things sometimes over and over again. Right, so it's actually hidden inside of our discomfort. And so really, you know, having the spiritual experiences and sitting in meditation, all of, you know, whatever modalities work for you, all of that is fantastic and wonderful. But a key piece of this is when we're no longer, you know, unaccepting. You know, the seeking is usually has to do with the unacceptance of our discomfort. And so it really comes down to acceptance. So we start accepting. And I just like using the word discomfort because that's, I mean, all of us have layers upon layers of contraction, you know, our ancestral conditioning, maybe lifetimes of conditioning from our childhood, all of that stuff, right? So we all experience discomfort in one form or another in the form of like contraction. And so when we really start to accept our discomfort and we accept it ultimately by relaxing into it, by pausing, by allowing it to be there, by embracing it. It's really through embrace. And when I really got this and I started practicing this, again, it really changed everything for me. Kind of, I like to think of it as making a leap from, again, like the seeking, the personal, there's like an underlying energetic feeling of wanting to be somewhere else, of wanting to get somewhere else, some better future. Finally, oh man, I'm going to arrive at this place where I'm either going to have everything I want, I'm going to feel the peace I want. Sorry, someone just messaged me. You know, I'm going to feel a certain way. I'm finally going to be enlightened and my life is just going to work out wonderfully. And so when we can really get to a place where we can just accept and be with exactly what with exactly what is. Well, for one, we actually start to open to more of our true self, right? Our inner being, the truth, the deeper truth of who we are. Our awareness expands and deepens. And so that part of us becomes clearer and clearer. And at least in my experience, you know, it's like I just started falling more and more in love with that part of myself. And so my motivation started to shift to my love for that, for the love and light within me, my love for the divine. It was like, oh my gosh, this is like all I care about. This is my motivation for doing this. It's, you know, it doesn't really have to do with me and my personal problems and all of my, you know, the small selves concerns that it's, you know, that generally arise in our lives, right? And so it's like that, but that love, the love, the deep passion and love that we start to have for the divine, for the love and light within us, for connecting with ourself, you know, the passion, the longing to be more deeply connected with who we are. That is like the divine itself, our true self becoming more aware of itself and falling more in love with itself. So that's like one aspect of this, right? Like, it's like our true self, it's like actually becomes more aware of itself. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to express and create in on this planet through this human being. And so the pull and the passion gets, and the love gets stronger and stronger and stronger. But then also I think our smaller self becomes more motivated, right? To open and to give ourselves to our higher self. And so this is important because, you know, we all experience a lot of challenges in life. And it's really in the challenges where we have the greatest opportunity to practice this deeper connection with our true self. And something that I've discovered is actually my challenges for different reasons have actually gotten harder in certain ways the deeper I've gone, you know, the emotional challenges, the not necessarily the challenges in life, but you know, the conditioning that arises for me has gone, it's like I'm going deeper and deeper and deeper into some crazy karmic conditioning, right? So it becomes more challenging, but it's my love for the divine and my love for connecting with myself that really gets me through these challenges. And by getting through it, I mean, I'm opening to them. I'm allowing them to be there. I'm embracing all the discomfort that arises. And I just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And so this is part of why I think it's so important to cultivate an intense love for a deeper connection with ourselves, or the longing for it, right? Because it supports us on the journey of awakening. And the more we, you know, the more we cultivate this love, the more our true self actually seeks us out. You know, the universe, universal intelligence, divine love, is like looking for people who are open and available, right? Like the life force, the energy of life itself, of the, you know, who we are, that's beaming through each of us, that's engulfing our bodies, penetrating our bodies, and wants to be expressed, and, you know, wants to create. It's like if we're like super duper duper contracted, right? Which this also relates to all of the, you know, our mind and all of our stories, which I won't really get into that too much tonight. But, you know, when we're uncomfortable, our minds create stories. So, you know, they're connected. But it's like if we're super duper contracted and we're not open and available, right? We're not. The divine can't really utilize us to express herself and to create. So, you know, the more we can cultivate an intense love and our motivation for being just on the path, or our motivation for life in general, it just becomes like, our love for the divine, it actually becomes your life, you know, not in the sense that you're going to become a monk and sit in meditation all day, but it's like your life kind of becomes the spiritual practice. And so it, you know, our deeper purpose becomes about something so much bigger. It becomes really about participating in the evolution of consciousness. It becomes about really giving yourself to the divine, right? In those moments of challenge and disappointment and discomfort, right? It's like we have a choice. We can give ourselves to the divine. We can open even more to the truth of who we are in these moments in our life. And to me, you know, what I've discovered about my deeper purpose is like, it's more about a quality of consciousness. And I know it's not everybody's deeper purpose to, you know, be on this journey or, you know, to want to give their lives to the divine. But I don't know. There's just, to me, there's something so amazing about this. But you know, everything can shift in your own personal life with this as well. So we become very deeply anchored in our love for the divine. And it's like in our love for the divine, we are actually anchored in the divine itself. So they're like one in the same, like I was talking about. Our true self becomes more and more aware of itself. And it's like that's the part of us that's pulling us more towards, you know, wanting our love for wanting to give our lives to the divine. It's they're like one in the same. And so you start to become more and more captivated by your own experience of love and light within yourself. And this is what really matters. You know, the physical manifestation of our lives and what we're doing and stuff is, you know, not necessarily as important. And this is what I was talking about when I said, you know, I wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night, and I feel this deep inner sense of purpose. It's because it's like, that's what my focus is on. It's just, I've just become captivated by my own experience within myself of the love and light within me, you know, the deepening of awareness, the discovery of just, you know, greater and greater depths of love and peace and our true potential, our creative potential, the magnificence of who we all are, this deeper aspect of ourself. And when it starts to become clearer and clearer, right? Like you want to give yourself to it because it's so beautiful, you know, it's everything changes. Your depth of perception changes. Your relationships change. Everything really starts to shift and change. And so, I don't know. It's just phenomenal what happens when we really when our life really starts to become more deeply about this, and we anchor more deeply in the love and light within ourselves. And we have that intention to connect more deeply with ourselves. Like I said, I used to pray to the universe to, you know, be an full expression of my soul. Right, but it's our true self, that expansion, evolution, the growth. It's our true self that's really expanding and evolving. It's the love, the peace that's always already here, that is just becoming more and more aware of itself. And you are becoming more and more aware of it within yourself. And so more of our attention and energy begins to shift from kind of the smaller, limited conceptual sense of self that has a bunch of problems and is worried and has a bunch of doubt, and our attention and energy begins to shift into that deeper awareness, that deeper aspect of ourselves. And it's like we start to live more of our lives from here. And this is where the creative potential exists. This is where, you know, that creative potential that is just dying just wants to explode out into the world and create, right, on the edge of emergence, right? This is where it happens, is when we're resting and our attention and energy, our life's energy and our life's focus is on this deeper aspect of ourselves. And so what I've discovered about trusting my heart is that it's really just about following the love that's inside of us. So I used to, you know, I mean, even I would say a couple of years ago, even maybe even a year ago, I questioned myself a lot, right? I've had all these like deep spiritual experiences. And like I said, I've always sensed that I came here for a deeper purpose, but I spent a lot of time questioning myself. And when I really just started trusting my heart and trusting the love inside of me, instead of trying to figure things out or worry about whether I was doing things right, or, ooh, is this really my deeper purpose? Is this my mind or is this my heart? When I just started trusting that love, the love within my heart, and I just started following that. Right, again, that, you know, that was part of this fundamental shift that I had. And so when we're really following the love of our heart, there isn't really a path laid out in front of us. It's kind of, right, we don't really know what to expect, but we're okay because we trust our hearts. We trust that love inside of us. And we're just zoomed in and focused on that. And so I just want to ask you, like, how big, you know, just something for you to contemplate within yourself. You know, how much of a priority is it in your life to, you know, to really connect with yourself, with your true self, and to surrender to your heart and soul? Like, how big of a priority is it? Thanks, Jorge. I believe it is. Right, because it has to be a priority in our lives if we're really going to go to the next level, if we're really going to make that leap that I was talking about from seeking to finding. To where we just become so deeply anchored in our love for the divine. And that is what's leading our life. That's what's moving us. That's what's, you know, at the core of all of our decisions in life, whether it's, you know, whatever you know, are your relationships, if you have a career, whatever it is you're up to in your life, it starts to become at the core of all of your decisions. And so, like I mentioned, we have a lot of opportunities in life where we can really see how big of a priority it is for us to connect with our true self. Because like I mentioned, you know, we all experience challenges and discomfort. And yeah, I'll just use the word discomfort because that covers a lot of uncomfortable sensations and feelings that we all experience in our bodies. Right, but these are that it's always an opportunity for us to open and connect with who we truly are. That's where, like I said at the beginning, that is where our love and light lives, is in the discomfort. It is the biggest opportunity we have in our lives to open to more love and light within ourselves. There's a gift that lives underneath the discomfort that's always there waiting for us. And that gift is ultimately our true self. And so, like I mentioned, it's through embrace of that discomfort. I just feel like, we can have lots of spiritual awakening experiences, and that's all part of the path, and it's all amazing. But this piece in particular for me has been the most profound in my opening and my awakening, is really getting that the discomfort is where the gold is, where the gold lives, right? So that's what makes this path, part of this path, so challenging as well, is it's not easy. It's not easy to really embrace our discomfort always. It's easy to open our hearts when everything in our life is going our way, right? But when we're experiencing challenges and stuff, that's when we have the most opportunity to test how big of a priority it is for us to connect with who we truly are and to open. And the fruits of that are, I don't know, they might be unimaginable for some people, maybe not, but to me, that is the ultimate journey, this deep inner journey. And so we have to have a strong love for connecting with ourselves in these moments if we're really going to open and connect and begin to embody more and more and more and express more and more of who we truly are. So with that, I just want to take us into, we'll just maybe do like a 15 minute, maybe a little less than 15 minutes, just a meditation. I'll use some guidance. So if you're in a place where you're safe to close your eyes and sit, please do so. So I want you to just put your awareness on your body. And see if you can notice some place where there might be some discomfort, some contraction. And so if you notice it, if not, that's okay too. Just keep your awareness on all the sensations in your body and just relax and breathe. So if you notice the discomfort, just breathe into it. Relax around it. Just pause and allow it to be there. Right, so you're not criticizing it, you're not judging it, you don't want to fix it. You're just feeling it, just allowing it to be there, relaxing into it. And if you notice yourself engaged with the mind, that's okay. Just see if you can put your awareness back on your body. And then notice the more you relax and breathe around the discomfort or tension, whatever it is. Notice the spaciousness around it. Just notice if there's a little bit more spaciousness there. And so you just want to merge with it. Just experience, feel all of it, feel whatever's there arising in this moment. And just notice the intimacy and connection with yourself. With everyone here, the spaciousness that connects all of us. There's a deep intimacy and aliveness when we just merge and embrace what is here. And so if you're still aware of that discomfort or constriction in your body, again, there's nothing to do with it. If you think of it as like a angry animal, the more we can just pause and embrace it and allow it. Soon it will nestle its head up close to us, right? We're just allowing it into our heart. All right. Thank you, everyone. You can open your eyes when you're ready. So yeah, I hope that gave you a little bit of an experience of this practice. Maybe you were able to feel the spaciousness, more love in the midst of any kind of discomfort or contraction you might have had. So this is just like an ongoing practice, right? This is an ongoing practice that we can do in our everyday lives to continue cultivating this connection with our true selves and opening more and more deeply. And this is where the gold is at. You know, in addition to our meditation practice and going on meditation retreats and whatever else we feel called to do, but if we have time at the very end, I am going to, if anyone has a question, I might take a question or two, but I also wanted to invite you all. I should have told you actually at the beginning, but I wanted to invite you into working more deeply with me if you feel called. I'm going to be offering a 7-week course in January. So it's a few months away. It'll be on Wednesday evenings, the same time as this. I believe it starts January 18th through March 1st, but it's Embrace Your Deepest Purpose, Tools for Embodying the Highest Manifestation of Your Genius. And so, you know, we'll go more deeply into what I shared tonight, but, you know, it's going to be 7 weeks, so it'll kind of be week by week, we'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, as I mentioned, to me, for at least those of us who are participating in the evolution of consciousness, you know, our deeper purpose is really about the quality of consciousness that we embody and that we're here to express and, you know, create from. And so, you know, that's kind of what the course is about. You will receive an email tomorrow morning, I believe, with the recording of tonight and a link to register for that, where you can go look at all the details, like what each week will be about. So if anyone feels called to join me for that, I would love to have you there. I would love to work together. This is my deeper purpose. You know, my own journey of going deeper within myself and helping others, you know, co-creating this in the world. And so if anyone has a question, we do have a few minutes left. So I just wanted to leave enough time for a question or two in case somebody has one. If you do, I believe you can raise your hand. All right, I guess there are no questions. Margaret says, thanks, Danielle. The arthritis in my feet was feeling painful in this process, really helped me embrace it. So happy, Margaret. That's wonderful. Well, oh, John Claude has a question. Can you unmute yourself? I think, oh yeah. Hi there, how are you?
Very good, Daniel. I noticed when you had us into practice meditating and you were having to deal with an issue, when you moved us into the collective space where we all at, that dissolved. It was, see, so in a sense, if we carry it out, we extend it out in a collective sense, we don't care, we don't own it anymore. And I found that such a quite a relief to know that it wasn't mine in the first place. There was a sense of that being embraced by the collective. I was in a different field altogether. I just felt that relief. I felt that release rather than trying to hold, deal it with myself.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, the our collective energy, for one thing, us coming together is so powerful.
Right.
But it's like that, the spaciousness, right? Like that, to me, the spaciousness, I mean, that is love. You know, that's the spaciousness that, you know, or you can call it awareness, consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but that is connects all of us, right? And like that is so powerful.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's so beautiful.
Mm.
But you know, even when we're by ourselves, right? So that's kind of the practice of relaxing with whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like opening into that spaciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even when you're by yourself, the deeper awareness, the spaciousness that's mm-hmm. always already here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's what, you know, that's where that's how the treasure that's deep, buried deep inside of the discomfort is revealed to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say you can always go into nature and use nature as the other participants. Collective within nature, and let that be the source of distribution, because there's no sense of ownership.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There is no ownership. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed your message.
You're welcome. Just looking through the comments here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Again, if you feel called to register, please do so. You will receive a link tomorrow in an email. So I would love to have you there and for us to go deeper together with each other. So if there aren't any more questions, I guess we can say goodnight. Actually, I'll unmute you guys. I think, let me see if I can do this. We can all just say goodbye together. Okay. I think I can ask you all to unmute. Yeah. So you can unmute yourself. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank much you. Love for everyone. Have a wonderful thank evening you. Or day, wherever
thank you are. Thank you.